And this is the Old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with Program 4 of a series of 260 broadcasts marking the 50th anniversary of radio station WHKP. While Mr. Frank Fitzsimmons covered the county's early history, we're dealing primarily only with events and the activities of people over the past 50 years. Our topic today also deals with another 50th anniversary, that of the Hedrick Rhodes Post of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, coming up in a minute. Tonight is a big night for all my comrades in Post 5206 of the VFW. The post is celebrating its 50th anniversary, and for this occasion, the National Commander, Paul A. Spira, is flying in to deliver the address. You can be sure that as many charter members, former officers, and past commanders as are able to will be on hand. The Hedrick Rhodes Post was organized at a meeting held on January 16, 1946, in the Hendersonville City Hall. Until recently, I had always been of the opinion that Post 5206 was the first VFW post in Henderson County. But recently, I ran across a story in the April 17, 1941 edition of the Times News, 5 years earlier, which announced that the East Flat Rock Post of the VFW would have a joint session with the Ladies Auxiliary for the purpose of installing newly elected officers. Commander out there was Luther P. Coggins. Senior Vice was Frank L. Fitzsimmons, who did that lengthy series here on the station. And Junior Vice Commander was Leonard Hewitt Pace. I asked one of the past commanders, William E. Jameson, about this over the past weekend. Jamie was commander in 1949, when members built that impressive clubhouse at Five Points. Jamie said that the meeting was held at the City Hall, and there were members present from the East Flat Rock Post who indicated they'd like to cooperate and have just the one post, which was to be assigned the number 5206. I found no record where the East Flat Rock Post had ever been given a number. At that charter meeting, it was decided that the post should be named for Paul Hedrick and Mark Alexander Rhodes, two Henderson County servicemen killed at Pearl Harbor. The post elected as its first commander Robert Bob Stepp. Senior Vice Commander was John Shepherd, and Junior Vice was Alan Brown. Both these men would advance through the chairs to become commander. I also asked Jameson, in his memory, which one person would have had the most to do with organizing the VFW here, and with no hesitation whatsoever, he said, Joe Willie Reed. Well, who was Joe Willie Reed, I asked. He ran Shorty's at the time. Shorty's? You remember Shorty's Pig and Whistle. And then Jamie went on to explain that a VFW officer from another post in North Carolina had stopped in to have barbecue there at Shorty's, and while he was eating, he told Joe all about the VFW and how it was the ideal organization for World War II veterans. There had been some feeling among the returning young veterans that the American Legion was run primarily by World War I vets, and the young bucks were ready not only to run their own organization, but for that matter, take over any and everything and show the old folks how to run things. Jamie went on to explain that Joe Willie Reed had gone back into the service and then had retired as a lieutenant colonel and retired back to Hendersonville. In the years about 1950 and 51, the Hendersonville Hedrick Rhodes Post was the largest VFW post in the entire Southeast. With a membership approaching 2,000, you can imagine the kind of major contributions that were made to this community by Post 5206. The post first meeting in the basement beneath the old State Trust Company, where Murph Elliott had operated Tom's Barbershop, organized name band dances, were featured always in parades, and developed an acclaimed program for disabled and hospitalized veterans. I can remember as youth and athletic director in 1953, the post staged a marble tournament among its many activities, and 14-year-old Bruce McMahon of Flat Rock was crowned champion. Runner-up was Steve Staton, and the post paid the expenses and arranged for them to play in the state tournament at Monroe. To set the stage for the beginning of the next 50 years, the present commander, Donald J. Rhodes, has his work really cut out for him. Because I read recently in the Henderson County Historical and Genealogical Journal that of 16,535,000 veterans who served in World War II, only 7,795,000 are still living. I don't have any idea where the Society found those numbers, but knowing the penchants for accuracy and correct information pursued by the Society, I'm sure those are accurate numbers. And that calculates to only 47.14% of World War II vets still living. Now, we can extrapolate those numbers to this post and realize that out of the very peak membership years we had back 45 years ago, almost 1,000 are no longer with us. The Veterans of Foreign Wars, the Hedrick Roads Post 5206, the 152nd Armored Signal Company of the 12th Armored Division, significant memories for a seventh child of a seventh child, born in this wonderful town and with enough good sense never to leave it, and who's had a job doing exactly what he wanted to do, not just for 50 years, but a lifetime. Sursum corda as we move into the next 50 years.